The fighting in Afghanistan may have been the motive in the attack on a U.S. military bus at Frankfurt Airport last week. Two were killed and two others wounded when a gunman opened fire. The suspect is a 21-year-old airport worker. Authorities say he's a Muslim who became radicalized in recent months. They also say he acted alone. The suspect lived in Germany most of his life, but his family is from Kosovo, a country where many are passionately pro-American. As Nate Tabak reports, Kosovo Albanians are struggling to come to grips with the attack.
Fatima Beite was walking through the village of Jabar when she heard the news. Somebody from her community had killed two American airmen in Frankfurt, Germany.
My husband came and said that someone named Arif did this to two Americans. My husband was crying. He said, "They are soldiers. What is the reason?"
Beta says it's unthinkable that a Kosovo Albanian from her village would attack U.S. military personnel. Americans are revered as liberators in this Muslim Albanian community. People here credit the U.S. military for driving out Serbian forces in 1999 and paving the way for independence 9 years later. Then Beta learned that the gunman wasn't just a neighbor, and his name wasn't Arif. It's Arid Uka, and he's her nephew. He's also the grandson of the local imam.
I do not even know how to describe it. To tell you the truth, this is so unexpected for us, for our family, how we are educated, and where we grew up. There are no such things as what happened to Arid.
Arid Uka refused to speak at a court hearing last week in Germany. But German police say he told them that he wants to kill members of the U.S. military because he was angry about the war in Afghanistan. To Uka's aunt, the American airman who died might as well have been family.
We are crying like the parents of these two children. Even though we don't know them, we are together, we share the pain with the Americans.
And there's a fear among some here that they may share the blame for Uka's alleged actions. Uka grew up in Germany, but it's his Kosovo roots that are getting attention. Ethnic Albanians in northern Kosovo say this attack is a stain on their doorstep. That was the sentiment of a group of men leaving Uka's grandfather's mosque in Jabar last week. One said, "Uka did this to the nation, first of all, and then to himself." Just down the road from Jabar in Mitrovica, people express a similar sentiment. Mitrovica has been an epicenter for ethnic strife in Kosovo. It's also the city that Uka listed as his hometown on his Facebook page before it was taken down. 17-year-old high school student Ferdi Kadriu says he's still struggling with the news about Uka.
I don't know what to say. It's so bad when someone from my city do that kind of criminalism.
His friend, 18-year-old Gazmend Jurceku, chimes in.
It's bad for our state and people of America is our family, do you know?
For The World, I'm Nate Tabak, Mitrovica, Kosovo.